Ovadia Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches, wrapping up a very short and very quick Sefer. Sefer Ovadia, the Chazon Ovadiahu about Edom and Esav and what they're going to get. Bahaya, Beis Yaakov, Eshu, Beis Yosef, Lehava. The house of Yaakov will be fire. The house of Yosef will be a flame. Uveis Esav, Lekash. And the house of Esav will be straw, which catches on fire in a trice, without any hesitation, just as the fire consumes the stubble. Beis Yaakov and Beis Yosef are going to destroy Esav. The idea that Yosef is a special enemy of Esav is one reason that they talk about the Mashiach ben Yosef being the pre-climactic, penultimate moment of the wars of the time of Mashiach, because Yosef has a special I don't want to say sinah, a special koach against Esav. Yosef stood in front of his mother when Esav was prowling through the camps and Parshas Vayishlach, coming to see everything that Yaakov had. Yosef insisted on standing in front of Rachel, even though he was young. But he is the opponent of Esav. He is the nemesis of Esav. The dalku vohem va'achalum, and the flames will ignite them and consume them. Esav, lo yesarid, leves Esav ki Hashem diber, and there will be no survivors from the house of Esav. Hashem has spoken. So, one of the issues, this is a beautiful vart. One of the issues that the Chazal say is they point out that if all the Shvatim come to Esav, and they say, why did you run after your brother Yaakov, to kill him? He'll be able to say to them, didn't you pursue your brother Yosef? And they won't be able to argue him down. But Yosef and Binyamin say to Esav, how dare you pursue your brother? Esav has no answer for them because they were not pursuing. They were the ones who were potentially going to be harmed. They forgave. So my brothers harmed me, but I compensated with them with good rather than with evil. What's your excuse? He has no excuse. Yotes v'yorshu ha-negev eshar Esav, and the Negev, the desert, in the south of Eretz Yisrael, will consume har Esav, will inherit har Esav. Most people say this is the inhabitants of the southland. Those who live in Eilat and nearby are going to inherit everything that was Edom in the old days. V'hashvei lo es plishtim. And the inhabitants of the plains will inherit the Plishtim. Halivai, out there in Gaza. Yorshu es Sede Ephraim. They will inherit the field of Ephraim, the Es Sede Shomron, and the field of Shomron. Uvinyamin es HaGilad. And Binyamin, the inhabitants of Gilad, the children of Menashe, whose territory was Gilad, will spread beyond the border of Eretz Yisrael into Jordan on the east as well. So in addition to the strip of land Binyamin got in the west of the Jordan, and tribe Sheb Menashe as well, they're going to inherit all of it. And we talked about this a little bit when we talked about the future boundaries in Yechezkel and how wide it was going to be. It includes areas that perhaps before were not part of Eretz Yisrael proper in the original allotment to the Shvatim. Chaf v'galus hachel hazel l'bnei Yisrael, and the exiled Chael, the host, the huge number, the army of Bnei Yisrael, Asher Kena'anim Ad Tsarfas, who are with the Kena'anim as far as Tsarfas, V'galus Yerushalayim, Asher B'Sfarad, and the exile of Yerushalayim, which is in Sfarad, a mass number of people from Yehuda who ended up in Sfarad, in Spain. Tsarfas, some say, is France. Many of the medieval commentators see Spain and France in this. When Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, some of the Canaanim fled to Germany. When Titus exiled the Jews from the Holy Land, says Ibn Ezra, many of them went to Germany, were exiled to Germany, and Yerushalayim was exiled to Spain. Sometimes they spread voluntarily to other countries. Then they were exiled from each of those countries over the next couple of thousand years, from one to the next. So all of these people who were exiled so far away, Yorshu as Es Arei HaNegev. they have Yirshu, I'm sorry, they will inherit the cities of the southland. The cities of Yehuda was originally in the southland, and now they are going to come back. Now, Abarbanel says, no Canaanim ever went to Germany. Nah. Now, he says, the first of this exile of Bnei Israel, like the Canaanim, that they had to flee their land when we came to Israel, as far as France, the exile of Yerushalayim, which is in Spain, will inherit the southland. They'll come back because they suffered the most in exile. So they will inherit the cities of Edom in the south of Eretz Israel. So we're talking about ancestors who had been exiled there and suffered the most. That's the way Abarbanel sees it. And finally, the last pasuk of Sefer Ovadia, of the Nebuah of Ovadia, V'olu Moshe Yim Bahar Tzion. This should be a very familiar pasuk. And saviors, people who are going to save, will ascend Har Tzion Lishpotes Har Esav, to judge the mountain of Esav. V'hoysa LaHashem HaMelucha. And Hashem will have the kingdom. So, the princes of Klal Yisrael, the Nesiim, will exact retribution from Har Seir for what they did to Yisrael. Targum Yonasan says that Har Seir means the great city of Esav. And the survivors who are still living on Har Esav are going to get what's coming to them. Gog u'Magog, the great war, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David. So Hashem's kingdom will not be complete until he gets retribution, not just from Esav, but from Amalek as well. Amalek, of course, a descendant of Esav, who desperately wants us dead in every way. And the kingdom of Hashem will be revealed to everyone on earth. So the great days are coming. And in Treyasar we see, at the end of each Sefer, the idea of the great days coming. But the next Sefer, one that we all probably figure we know very well, is the Nebuah of Yonah, Ben Amittai. And so we will go back to a little bit Yom Kippurish over the next couple of weeks.